This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arukil. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in the Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast Delhi saw the lowest at 56.16%. Moreover, by-polls took place in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh. Voter turnout was 67.97% in Erode East and approximately 65.35% in Milkipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference yesterday. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption. The Home Minister recalled that in the last 10 years, Narendra Modi government has made 3 agreements in Tripura to bring peace to the state. Mr. Shah said that the policies of the Narendra Modi government have transformed Tripura from a landlocked state to a land-linked state.
आजादी के 75 साल होने के बाद एक और कांग्रेस और कम्युनिस्ट पार्टी का पूरा शासन और इसकी तुलना में भारतीय जनता पार्टी का 7 साल का शासन, इसमें विकास के मामले में हमारा पलड़ा भारी और इसीलिए मोदी जी ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के राज्यों को अष्ट लक्ष्मी के रूप में पूरे देश के सामने रखने का काम किया है। एक जमाने में लैंड लॉग स्टेट के नाम से त्रिपुरा को जाना जाता था, आज लैंड लिंक स्टेट के रूप में जाना जाता है।
Janjati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held at Mahakumbh Prayagraj today with over 15,000 tribals from across the country to set to participate. Our correspondent reports that during the 6-day event, everyone will take a pledge to protect the culture and traditions of tribals. The year 2025 has been declared as Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. In Bangladesh, Bangabandhu Memorial Museum in the capital Dhaka was demolished with bulldozers by a raging crowd last night amid presence of law enforcers. The museum, Dhanmondi 32, was the personal residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the founding president of Bangladesh and father of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The protesting crowd first vandalized and set fire to the museum around 8:30 p.m. The destruction and arson continued for hours. United States President Donald Trump has signed an executive order into law keeping men out of women's sports, and also prohibiting transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The order has directed agencies to withdraw federal funding for any schools that refuse to comply. The order also directed the State Department to push the International Olympic Committee to make similar changes at the international level by making eligibility determined according to sex and not gender identity or testosterone reduction. The order was signed on the occasion of National Girls and Women in Sports Day in US yesterday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over Arunachal Pradesh and northeast Assam till tomorrow and heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. IMD said that another fresh western disturbance is likely to affect western Himalayan region from Saturday. In men's cricket, the first match of the 3-match ODI series between India and England will be played at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur, Maharashtra this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Both the sides will test their ODI performances before going into Champions Trophy later this month. In the Indian Super League, ISL football, Mohun Bagan's Super Giant became the first team of this season to qualify for the playoffs, beating Punjab FC by 3-0 at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.